He comes down here, father wishes to work for him in his younger days. He said to me one night, he says, where's your father, he says to me. I says, down in the garden. And there was no man as father now, and I was great pals. He was a thatcher, building thatcher. He'd been a thatching some buildings there for the Owl Square. Square Onions has lived up Bourne Bank here. He'd been down to the Monkey, a tootin' cut, at the cider house at dinner time. And mother had got a, made a lot of this wine with one start and another. And old Bill White come down the road here. And I was out at the gate there. He says, where's your father? I says, down the ground. Tell him if I wants to see him. And I went out to the pump yonder and I called father up. I said, oh, Dad, here's old Jack White wants to see you. He says, I don't know what the bloody hell he wants. I just say, he wants some drink or some wine. Father comes around the corner there. He says, what does he want, Jack? He says, he's come to taste that wine. Is you were away for God. Father says, I don't know whether I'll give you any or no. So father says, go and fetch old Jack a glass of that wine. So we're giving him a glass of this wine. David, he says, that's good, I should like another. Wet the other eye. So we give him another. He says, that dish is better. No, he says, you'd better give me the binder. No, father says, you want any more, Jack? You bugger off, well. Thomas Willems, you know, he was used to go around all these grounds in the afternoon or night to see if the gates was all shut and fastened. He comes back up the road here between 8 and 9 o'clock at night. It's in the summertime of the year. He says, where's your father, right? And I says, he ain't come up out of the ground yet. I says, if you want him, you better go down to the down to where. He goes down the pump bathroom and call father up. Father said to him, he said, what the bloody hell has he got the matter? He says, no. He says, yeah, he's better get off down to old Jack White, he says. He's Elijah Judd. Inside the slain, he's back in the ditch. He's better get off down to him. Why, father, good father, says, well, I will tell. He says, get the liquor. Off goes father down the road. He used to wear a hat, you know, and no bracers on there. Only a bit of a scarf round his neck. So father comes back in up. He says, what a bloody fool you made me on. Trace me all the way down there. I said, there's no bloody Jack White there. Nor nothing. He was a man like that. I was only a saying to some of the young chaps here a time ago. I said, I should just like to see the old days come back again. But I says, not to stop. Just so as it would bring you, some of you buggers, I says, to your recollection, what it was like 60 or 70 years ago. I says, all you few buggers might know, he says, all in your hands out, for your money. I says, 6 or 7 pound a week. Here we poor buggers, I says then, I says, we've got to work 7 or 8 bloody months, I says, for that. And bring up a family of young ones. But I was never famished to jail, nor nothing. Mm. When I'd always got 2 pigs in the cot, and I'd got 3 acres of ground, allotment. Me and my next door neighbor here then, it was then, he and I, we had a day and a half thresh between the two on us. Lotman corn, wheat and beans. Used to grow beans, feed the pigs. Send it to the mill and have it ground up. And we always used to kill 1 pig in the house and sell the wool. The last pig I killed, I think, was in the the first in the first World War.